I can't stop this feeling. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Another big story from yesterday, right after the indictment and Alan Weisselberg being led in cuffs, in bracelets, in handcuffs, charged with second-degree larceny. Chief financial officer of the Trump companies and the companies themselves indicted and charged. The second one is a shameful decision from the U.S. Supreme Court upholding Arizona's voting restrictions with a severe impact on minority voting, especially Native Americans, especially the Navajo Indians. This is about as disgusting an opinion as I've seen in a long time. And I practiced law a long time. I've been involved in many cases, argued cases in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, argued cases in front of the Court of Appeals in Chicago, the Federal Court of Appeals, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, clerk down there. I filed petitions for certiorari and opposed petitions for certiorari in different cases. That's a fancy word from the Latin. And what it means is when you go to the U.S. Supreme Court on something, you have to ask their permission. And you send this elaborate motion, you have it printed, and it goes petition for writ of certiorari, writ, you know, to make more certain, to sort of clarify, to give the final rule of the law on this thing. And in some cases that I won, the other side did it. In some cases that I lost, we did it. And the Supreme Court did not grant review in any of them. They only grant review in a very small number. They have over 10,000 applications, many, many, much more than that, and they do a handful. But in any event, they took this case, and they overturned a U.S. Court of Appeals decision that was the correct decision, and the Supreme Court reinstated Arizona's voting restrictions with an impact, a real impact, on Navajo Indians. Now, let me give you a quick background. It's very important to understand where this may go because it has ramifications going forward. There's a thing called the Voting Rights Act, and it was passed in 1965. And even though they cut out some of it back in around 2013, Roberts Court, about, you know, pre-clearance of changes in states because they thought it disproportionately impacted southern states. And, John Lewis, the congressman, and others then put one in to have every state get pre-cleared, even New York, California, Illinois, Wisconsin. What's wrong with that? Have them pre-clear it with the Justice Department to make sure it did not have disparate impacts racially. But you can't do that in this Congress because, you know, the Moscow Mitch is going to let that. Do you think Kevin McCarthy is going to let that? So as a result, no state has to be pre-cleared, and a lot of the former and the real red states have just started to do these voter restriction laws. Well, here's the Arizona one that was at issue. There's a lot of things, but there's two in particular. One of them is it said that there can't be any ballot harvesting. That's the pejorative term. That means the bad term that they give. If somebody, you give somebody your ballot and say, could you take this to the post office and mail it for me? Or could you take it to a drop box and drop it in for me? You know, I'm the one that voted. I'm the one that filled it out, had it witnessed. It's all according to Hoyle. But what if you're 90 years old? What if you use a walker? What if you're on oxygen? What if you're a woman with two small kids and have no child care and can't get out of the house? What if you don't have a car? You give it to somebody, a neighbor. If you do that in Arizona now, it's a felony. You will go to prison. And I'm going to say that again. If you do that in Arizona now, it's a felony and you will go to prison. The other thing, and I'm going to tell you the impact of it after I tell you the second provision that was at issue, is that Arizona frequently changes the contours of the precincts in which you vote. I vote on the east side of Milwaukee, and I voted there for a long time. Occasionally, they change the precinct, and I vote somewhere else, but it's very rare. And I figure it out and I go there. But a lot of folks, it's lucky you get them to vote at all. They show up at their precinct and they say, oh, you got the wrong precinct. Cast a provisional ballot. We'll take it, call it a provisional ballot, and then we'll count it and send it over to the right precinct. No problem. It's okay. Arizona frequently changes the precincts in minority areas, but not in Republican areas. So if you're in a Navajo area or a Latino area or an African-American area for that matter, you're going to go in and find you have a different precinct. And some clerks will tell you where the new one is and some won't. And you tell me, I'm putting this out to you, who out there knows the number of your precinct? Who knows the? I'm not talking about your assembly district number. I'm talking about the number of your precinct. I don't know the number of my precinct. I don't look at it as I go in. So this thing outlaws the counting of those provisional ballots if they're cast in the, quote, wrong, end quote, precinct, which is basically they shuffle up the precincts in the minority areas and confuse everybody. And on the harvesting, here's the issue. On many of the Navajo reservations and areas, there's a huge Navajo population in Arizona. It votes Democratic. And they're terrific places, terrific people. 29% of them are even on a mail route. They can't even give it to their mailman. There's no mailbox. They have to drive in a car somewhere to find a mailbox. So it's very common that they will give to a family member or a neighbor or a caregiver or a friend. Yeah, can you mail do my mail for me? And here's a bill. Here's a happy birthday card to my niece. And here is my ballot. The law there now says if you give it to a family member or a caregiver, that's okay. They wanted to even get that out of the way, but they figured the Supreme Court would say enough's enough. You can give it to your son or your daughter. You can give it to if you have a caregiver. But if you give it to a neighbor or a friend, it's a felony. You can only give them the birthday card to your niece and the bill that you were going to send to the electric company. You can't give them the ballot because if you do, it's a felony. Even if they go right to a post office and they put it right in the post office box, or they go to a drop box and drop it right in. Now, what's going to happen down there with 29% of Navajos on a mail route is a lot fewer people are going to vote. Many of them, first of all, are not going to know anything about this law, and they are going to give it to a neighbor or a friend who is not a caregiver or a family member, and that's a felony. And the Republican prosecutors will pick one out or two out, and they'll send them to prison, and that will get around, because in Texas they did that to a woman, an African-American woman, who went to the wrong precinct. It was shuffled up. And at the precinct, it turned out she had had a criminal conviction, which was she was out of jail, but she still had a couple of months left on supervision. And the law in Texas is you can't vote unless you're off supervision. And she went in and they said, no problem. It's the wrong precinct. Give us the ballot and we'll get it to the right precinct. Then they found out 5 years in jail, in prison. This is a woman, 5 years in jail, had her life back together. You must understand something. The Republicans will headhunt. They're headhunters. They're going through the jungle headhunting. They will find a few Navajos, you know, some woman next door, the neighbor, and send her to prison for a couple of years to get the word out. Navajos don't vote. Navajos don't vote. 29% on the mail route. Some of them will say, well, I'm not going to put up with this, and they'll get in a car and they'll mail them. But the problem is some of them will think I can't even give it to a family member or caregiver, and that's incorrect. You can. Some of them will think, well, I can give it to a friend as long as it's not a vote harvester from a party, and that's wrong. And some of them will go to prison. This is a sadistic, frankly. This is preying on the fears of poor people. It's preying on the fears of poor people. Anybody on the Supreme Court, and it was 6-3, all the Republicans upheld Arizona. And one of the really disturbing things, Gorsuch and Thomas is one of the most right-wing people on there. Alito wrote the opinion. He's the most right-wing. and Gorsuch is very right wing. They had a concurring opinion, which means they went along with the majority. But they said, we haven't decided whether you can even sue under the Voting Rights Act. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act has been treated as an implied right to even sue. That's an undecided issue. We think we should decide it. The next case, the U.S. Supreme Court may say you can't sue at all. You can't sue at all if there's a racial disparity. You can't sue at all. Right now, as bad as this case was, it said you could sue if you could show that they intended a racial disparity. So some idiot got up in the Republican Party, said, too many Navajos are voting. I don't like Indians. They can't vote. Yeah, then you're okay. Excuse me? How stupid do you think the Republicans are? Do you think they will say that? Do you think they'll say it? No, they won't say it. They won't say it. All that they had to show, in my view, in the law up till now was, if 29% of Navajos are on a mail route, that means 71% can't mail it unless they physically get in a truck and go somewhere, and some of them don't have trucks, some of them are on oxygen, some of them are 80 years old, and some of them are women with small kids, and they hand it to a neighbor. They hand all their mail to a neighbor. They hand Christmas cards to the neighbor. But they can't send the ballots to the neighbor. The neighbor and they, but certainly the neighbor, go to the Hoosgow for 5 years. They did it in Texas to an African-American woman. You know, this goes beyond the big lie. This really goes beyond attacks on democracy. This is something that goes back before 1965 in the Voting Rights Act. This is the Republican Party criminalizing innocent conduct, to scare poor people. And it's hard enough to get a lot of these demographics to vote at all because they get discouraged. But if they're told, and this is the genius of this suppression, if they're told that somebody can go to federal prison, and somebody did go to federal prison already in Texas, they may say it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Here are my Christmas cards, but no, I'm not. No, it's not worth it. Okay, going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.